Good morning and welcome to Studies in the Gospels right here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McElyea, your host for this program, where each week we examine the life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as he walked this earth. We read of that in the Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And today, we are continuing our study of Jesus' Perean ministry, that region beyond the Jordan. And today we're going to be in Luke chapter 19 as we look at the first 10 verses at Jesus' encounter with Zacchaeus. So go with me now to Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come into this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now as we go back to verse 1, and now let's look more closely. It says, Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. We find Jesus on his journey to Jerusalem as we begin chapter 19. On his journey, he passes through Jericho. And we find, as usually was the case, a large multitude was following him. Verse 2 says, Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. So one of the residents there in Jericho was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a supervisor of the tax collectors, and we find that he was also a wealthy man. Now, as a tax collector, Zacchaeus would have been despised by the Jews. The Jews disliked tax collectors because they were considered as thieves due to their dishonest practices in the collection of taxes. They embezzle from the people by charging more tax than the Romans required, and they would keep it for themselves. They were like those schemers that the prophet Micah had spoken of in denouncing the sins of Israel. In all likelihood, the wealth of Zacchaeus had been accumulated by extorting his countrymen. Now verse 3 says, and referring to Zacchaeus, and he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. Now though Zacchaeus was less than a stellar citizen, he had the desire to see Jesus. We might picture his scene as like that of a child at a parade. Remember how you might have seen a child that would climb up on their father's shoulders to be able to see the parade. The question is, he was willing to do anything to see Jesus. What are you willing to do today to see Jesus? We see that the crowd was large, and since Zacchaeus was a short man in stature and he could not find a place to see through the crowd to be able to see Jesus pass by, so he takes a somewhat drastic action in verse 4. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. So Zacchaeus climbs up in a tree in order to be able to see Jesus when he passed by. Verse 5 says, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. As Jesus came near Zacchaeus, he looks up in the tree, and what he said to Zacchaeus is almost unbelievable. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. Now consider the outrage that this would provoke in the crowd. This would not sit well among the self-righteous scribes and Pharisees. How could Jesus go to the home of this sinner, a lowly tax collector? Certainly, no Jewish rabbi or leader would be caught dead in the house of a low-life tax collector. But Jesus said, today I must stay at your house. Zacchaeus has an appointment with the Master. Salvation was coming to the house of Zacchaeus. Luke wants us to see that salvation had been found by Zacchaeus. So notice that Zacchaeus received Jesus with great joy. In verse 6 it said, so he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. So Zacchaeus hurries down from the tree and joyfully makes preparation for Jesus to visit his home. It is not an oh no, Cousin Eddie's coming over moment. This was genuine happiness. It was going to be a great moment in his life to visit with Jesus and to learn from the good teacher. Imagine the shock for Zacchaeus, who had to climb a sycamore tree just to get a glimpse of Jesus, and to now have the opportunity to have Jesus into his home. Verse 7, but when they saw it, they all complained saying, "He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner." Now, as we pointed out earlier, the reaction of the Jewish leaders was quite predictable. Consider the contrast between the young ruler and Zacchaeus. The rich young ruler wanted to know the minimum he could do to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. He wanted to spend time with Jesus and to get to know Jesus and what he desired of man. Zacchaeus had the attitude that Jesus was looking to find, the attitude that would lead to salvation. What we find taking place is that Zacchaeus is undergoing a dramatic change of heart. And Zacchaeus now attempts to use the people's complaining about Jesus coming to his house to show that his heart has changed. Verse 8. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." Zacchaeus does not try to defend himself by touting his works. The crowd, in fact, was not wrong about Zacchaeus, as the chief tax collector and his previous behavior. But notice that Zacchaeus is not denying the claims of the crowd. Instead, Zacchaeus is determining to change his actions. He will be different because Jesus is accepting of him. Zacchaeus is determined to live a different life from now on. He states that he is going to give half of his goods to the poor. And unlike the rich young ruler that we read about in chapter 18, who was unwilling to change, we find that Zacchaeus is willing to make the necessary changes in his life. Zacchaeus, who is also a rich man, has set a new course and is going to be a changed man. He will give half of his possessions to the poor. And he does this because he wants to please his new master, the Lord Jesus. Zacchaeus is ready to make whatever change in his life is necessary to conform his will to the Lord's will. The rich young ruler that we read about in chapter 18 was blind, and he could not see the riches that Jesus was offering. Zacchaeus could truly see the light. The repentance of Zacchaeus is clearly seen. Notice he said, "And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." There is a much greater restoration to the defrauded taking place here than what was required by the law of Moses. Notice what the law had said in Leviticus chapter 5 in verse 16 concerning restitution. And he shall make restitution for the harm that he has done in regard to the holy thing, and shall add one-fifth to it, and give it to the priest. So the priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. Zacchaeus is so desirous to do what is right that he will far exceed what is required and restore fourfold. Zacchaeus does not want anything to come between him and his new relationship with Jesus. In Zacchaeus, Jesus had found a heart that was the type that he wanted to give salvation to. Some people, in fact many people, even within the church, believe they're saying sorry is sufficient repentance. Make no mistake, saying I'm sorry is not repentance. We must understand the difference between worldly sorrow and godly sorrow. Zacchaeus is showing to us what real repentance is, and that is the fact that Zacchaeus wants to right his previous wrongs. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Romans chapter 6. Zacchaeus had become a wealthy man by stealing and extorting others. But now, Zacchaeus has changed. He will give his ill-gotten gain to the poor. He will restore to those he took from, and he is willingly doing this. Jesus has not had to tell him to, as he did the rich young ruler. Consider now the words of Jesus in response to Zacchaeus. Verse 9, and Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Zacchaeus, the tax collector, is receiving salvation from Jesus. Zacchaeus was now truly a child of Abraham. He was bearing the fruits of repentance, as first John and then Jesus taught. Notice Luke chapter 3 and verse 8 in the teaching of John the Baptist. Therefore, and Jesus, who were teaching that same message, therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Zacchaeus was a child of Abraham by bearing fruit worthy of repentance. A repentant heart defines who are God's chosen and promised people and who are not. When our heart is changed by the Lord, it will show. And so in these verses regarding the encounter of Jesus and Zacchaeus, Luke has shown us more about who is in the kingdom of God. Through the Holy Spirit's inspiration, he has shown us who is receiving salvation from the Lord. It is those who receive Jesus joyfully and gladly. Those who are not seeking a relationship with Jesus Christ and desire to learn from him will not be a part of the kingdom, but those who do seek a relationship with Christ and those that do desire to learn from him will receive salvation and be a part of the Lord's kingdom. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Those who are willing to give up everything to be with Jesus can be a part of his kingdom. But a relationship with Jesus is a call to sacrifice our own desires and our own pursuits. Those who receive salvation have willingly give up their lives and all they have to follow Jesus and to remain with him. These are the people who have counted the cost and found it worthwhile. We cannot serve two masters. And finally, and very difficult for some, and that is those who receive or those who desire and seek to right previous wrongs. When our heart is changed by the Lord, it shows. We will try to restore relationships and make restitution for our sins. We will have a radical change in our life. We will begin to mold ourselves into the image of Christ. And we do this because of the offer of forgiveness that he has extended to us as sinful men. Today, has salvation come to your house? Are you the type of individual that Jesus is looking for? Are you ready to change? Are you ready to come home? We can help you in any way. Let us know. Contact us at office@tgrn.org. We'll be happy to get in touch with you. I want to thank you for joining me today, and we will continue our studies in the Gospels next week right here at this same time on the Gospel Radio Network. So if the Lord wills, I'll see you then. This is Chris saying so long, and have a great day.